Welcome to In Your Dreams. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where I have a guest over and we discuss our dreams. This is episode 15, titled Vortex, Sean T, and Public Toilets. My guests this week were Anthony, Jeff, and Veronica. Anthony, at this point, has become my co-host. He is in charge of the Dream Dictionary, 1001 Dreams, and he does a great job at it. So, woohoo for Ant! Jeff is my brother-in-law. He's super cool, and I love him. And Veronica is his wonderful, beautiful girlfriend. I can't say enough good things about her. I absolutely adore her. You can follow her on YouTube. She makes great videos. Her name on there is Her Laughter Sings. Before we get into the dreams, I just want to mention, please visit mitchruby.com/inyourdreams. Fill out the form. Even if you've been a guest before, come back. I'm sure you have more dreams to discuss. I do want to do an episode just on nightmares. I think that could be pretty interesting. And sometimes in the episode, we lead to nightmares, but I have to start thinking of different themed episodes. But yeah, visit mitchruby.com/inyourdreams. Fill out the form. If you can't physically be here, I will phone you in. We can Skype. We can make it work. No worries. Also, if you're looking for a great show to watch on Netflix, you should check out One Tree Hill. All 9 seasons are on Netflix. And while you're watching, you should probably listen along to the great podcast led by 3 wonderful ladies called Tree Hill Talk. Tree Hill Talk is a One Tree Hill podcast that I co-host with my 2 friends, Ingrid and Alyssa, and we watch 2 episodes of One Tree Hill at a time, and then we have a discussion about it. You can find Tree Hill Talk on iTunes, SoundCloud, we're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter and Snapchat. We have a Patreon, we're on all social media accounts, so you should have no problem finding us. On to dreams!
Yeah.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Veronica and Jeff are in the house, and Ant.
Oh, hi.
Ant's gonna navigate 1001 dreams. He's just so good at it.
I don't think mine's gonna be in there.
Well, no, you have to pick out certain points. Like, you need to, you know, like, know how
so
to
I've
like,
had,
dig into
I've
ideas.
Had this book since high school. I got it as a gift for Christmas 1 year. And so I've kept it ever since, and when I started this, I was like, alright, I'm gonna use it to look up people's dreams. It's really difficult to navigate in that book. Mm-hmm. You have to really think on how different words can be presented.
I still don't think Jeff's is going to be in there.
One of them I think we'll be able to decipher a little bit. The other one is just, okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, so you guys told me vortexes,
mm-hmm.
Sean T, and public toilets. So whoever wants to go first.
Do you want to? I'm going first.
Rhonda's
yeah.
going first. Okay.
Okay.
Whichever
so,
one you want to start with. And
all right.
Multiple, that's totally cool.
Okay, yeah. So, I have this recurring dream.
Yes. Okay, when did it start and how long?
Years ago. I don't even remember when the first time that I experienced it was, but I've been having it for a long time, like, since childhood.
Okay.
And it's always a different setting, but it's essentially the same idea every single time. And I'll be going to the bathroom.
In your dream?
Yes, in
okay.
my dream.
Well,
hopefully
either,
not in real life.
Well, whatever.
Both.
Yeah, not to my knowledge in real life. But yeah, so I'll be going to the bathroom in my dream, and I'm just having a grand old time. And then out of nowhere, I realize that I'm in a huge public setting, so there's no walls to the bathroom. So at first, I'm thinking that I'm in a stall, but then suddenly I realize I'm in, like, Grand Central Station or something.
In the middle of it?
Yeah, so, like, there's a toilet in the middle of it, and I'm going to the bathroom, and then everyone can see me. And then I start freaking out, like, it's an anxietal dream.
Whoa.
And so I start freaking out, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that everyone was watching me. What's happening? Yeah, so I feel like it might have something to do with vulnerability.
I would think
but,
so.
But, yeah.
And now, every time you have this dream, do you wake up having to pee or poop, whichever way you're going?
No, it's really not related to...
It's like more
yeah.
of being on public display.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
while
it
doing
really
a
has nothing
act.
To do... Yeah, exactly. It has nothing to do with the actual
so,
going to the bathroom.
And you said it changes?
Yeah, I mean, the setting changes. Like, I specifically remember one time I was in Grand Central Station, and then other times it's just, like, I'll be in the middle of school, or, you know, like, the setting is always different, but it's always me being on a toilet and then realizing that I'm in front of a million people watching.
I've had those dreams where where people are looking, but never where the bathroom opens up to a public setting, but where I'm going to the bathroom, but then the stalls kind of disappear.
Yeah.
But then I wake up having to pee.
Yeah, see, that's not how it is with me. And it's kind of funny, too, because it never occurs to me, like, wait, why did I think to go to the bathroom where there's a toilet in the middle of a train station? It's just, like, at first, it's a normal bathroom, and then all of a sudden, it's like, wait, no, it's not. There's just a toilet chilling in the middle of the room.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
And sometimes it's not entirely, like, super public, like it's not always a train station or something with a lot of people. Sometimes it can be a little bit more of an intimate setting where like it might just be in the middle of my living room or something like that. But yeah, it's always just the fact that it's no longer a bathroom and now a million people or at least some other people are watching me, and it's uncomfortable and I wake up not feeling very happy.
Yeah, right? Okay, so you wake up and you're just, it throws you off. Because sometimes you have those dreams where you're kind of, like, thrown off for the day. And I feel like the dream I had last night, which I'll tell at the end, kind of, like, set that, like, I just felt weird today. Like, just off.
Yeah.
And weird.
So in the dreams, are you actually going to the bathroom when it turns into a public thing?
I mean, I don't know. That is a little bit
just,
more
you're
hazy.
Just kind of on the toilet.
Yeah, I'm just, like, you know, pants down on the toilet. It's not necessarily like, oh yes, I'm in the middle of the act, but it's just the fact that
because
I don't
think it's about that. It's not obviously not about going. It's more of
there's actually a pretty specific thing in here about this.
Really?
Are you done? Would you like to talk about more?
I think
this one is about. It's found under lack of privacy.
Okay.
Dreaming of ourselves exposed to public view while bathing or on the lavatory can suggest our anxieties about being found out, a common neuroses whether or not we genuinely have anything unpleasant to hide. In Freudian terms, the dreamer may also feel frustrated at not finding a proper opportunity for greater creativity. On the other hand, dreamers openly flaunting their toilet functions may reveal anger and not receiving sufficient public approval for their creativity.
Hey, everybody, look what I can do.
I'm pulling my pants down. Everybody gather around.
But I feel like, maybe the Freudian terms of, like, not having the opportunity to express greater creativity.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that definitely nails it on the head for
but
me.
Also, your living situation, your lack of privacy. You talk about that all the time. When you're awake, I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like because it's so recurring, because I don't always feel the lack of privacy in my house. Like, when I was younger, that never really was something that was more of an issue as
it
is now.
Yeah, as you become older, I feel like then it's when you need the more privacy.
Yeah, exactly. So,
did you find there was a certain age or a certain time in your life where you were having this dream more than often?
I feel like in recent years, I've had it a lot more. Maybe towards the end of high school as well. And so towards the end of high school and very recently. And then I can't remember too many instances where I had it in childhood. I remember some, but not as many as I've been remembering now. But yeah, that seems to be like super accurate for me. Great job, Dream Navigator.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's what we'll call you. The Dream Navigators here. That's your new name.
All right.
Cool. Did you want to tell one of your other dreams, or do you want Jeff to tell a dream?
Why don't we go to Jeff now, and then...
All right, well, I actually thought about this one while you were talking. I remember this one, but I have... One of my only recurring dreams is...
Okay.
It's like a fear thing. I'm driving. Sometimes I'm the driver, sometimes I'm not. But we're driving straight up and down, and I guess that's a fear of mine. Like, that terrifies me, and I don't know why, because I've never gotten to do that before. And... You guys know, like, Rainbow Road from Mario Kart?
I think you've told me this.
The first one. Yeah, so it's like we're in, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic, and we're driving down a road that's kind of like that. It's just windy. It's all up and down, loops and all that kind of stuff. And then at one point, we're just driving straight up and down, and then we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic, so we're just sitting there, like, vertical completely. And then the car I'm in just starts to tilt forward and tumble over. And
whoa.
I like roller coasters and stuff, so I don't know why that sort of thing scares me.
Yeah.
Maybe because the seatbelt ain't gonna do jack, but
maybe we're not having control. I guess in a roller coaster, you don't have control, but there is control.
Yeah, like
it's
controlled
ride, right?
You can trust somebody else to do the work for you, but
yeah.
When I'm in the but the thing is, sometimes I'm the driver, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm in the car with somebody else, like my dad or.
Yeah.
So I don't really know where that's
I have
coming
dreams.
From.
Where, I mean, not that I'm going up and down like that in such an extreme way, but where my brakes just don't work.
Oh, I've had
do you
that
have
too.
Yeah.
I have those more often than not, and it like, freaks me out. I think that is actually one of my fears, is, like, you can't, like, in real life when you're driving, and, like, your brakes will just give out. It's like,
well,
like
yeah.
What do you do?
I mean, that's mm-hmm. a pretty realistic fear to have,
too.
So I think that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whenever I have those dreams, I'm always driving someone else's car. It's never my car.
Really?
Yeah. I've had those dreams a lot of time with my dad's car because I guess there's that neuroses, like, if you're driving somebody else's car and you wreck it, like, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I always think about that.
Yeah. Especially if it was my dad's car, he would have no reservations about killing me.
Right.
I feel like you're very... empathetic, is that the proper term?
I mean, empathetic for who? Like the person whose car I'm wrecking?
No, I feel like you're just an empathetic person in general.
I think you're confusing that with pathetic.
More empathy. <Yeah.
laughs> Did you find anything yet?
I'm looking. Hold on. I mean, there's something that was, I mean, not specific. But...
Well, where do you think empathy plays into this?
I don't know, I just feel like you being in the setting of someone else's, like, you being a part of someone else's life or something that you should be controlling for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe it's coming out in that way. But I'm not the dream navigator, so I don't know.
It's possible.
All right, well, so before you get stuck in traffic, is it like a highway?
Yeah, it's like Rainbow Road, so like it's not
so
exactly
it's like
a
elevated. So it's like elevated.
It's just over blank, empty sky usually, but it's not like an actual Rainbow Road. It kind of just looks like a normal roadway. Oh, and sometimes it's going to like Costco and BJ's. That seems to be like a common thing.
Is there a lot of? Is it like an open road or is it like a narrow?
For
road?
A while, we're driving, and then when we get to the point where we're vertical completely, that's when we're in like bumper to bumper traffic, where
okay.
we just stop moving, and then that's when.
Is the road like wide or narrow?
It's pretty wide. There's cars on both sides.
Okay. Well, here's a little bit about road. The open road is a frequent symbol of freedom. A narrow road may emphasize the journey's moral constraints. Dreams of traveling along a major highway can express the dreamer's desire to fast-track to greater self-awareness or spiritual enlightenment, especially if the highway is elevated. There's no fourth in the road. I'll skip that part. Here's a bit about car journey. Freud regarded a smooth car journey as an indicative of the patient's satisfaction with steady progress in psychoanalysis. By the same token, a bumpy road indicates a difficulty in accepting less palatable revelations about the unconscious mind. Is the road bumpy at all?
Doesn't seem to be, no.
Okay.
It seems like everybody else finds it totally normal that we're doing this, and I'm in the car that just...
What does that feel like? Can you
okay.
feel it in your... Sorry, I thought you were finished.
I was, sort of, but... Would you say it's so you said sometimes it's you driving, sometimes it's not?
Yeah.
Would you say it's more often you or not?
I would say more often I'm not driving.
Because there's a little bit to go further into the car journey, like taking a taxi can symbolize a tendency to take a back seat in life and let others do the driving rather than relying on your own efforts. If you see yourself driving the taxi, the image may express a willingness to guide others on their personal journey. So whether it's not really a taxi, it's your own car. But I think the idea of being driven around is equivalent to a taxi.
Yeah, I can see that.
We'll keep looking. We'll move on.
What were you going to ask?
No, the feeling, like you said, it's such a vertical, it's so steep.
Yeah.
Can you feel that in your stomach? Like
that,
you know, when you're on a roller coaster and your stomach turns,
mm-hmm.
you can actually feel that in your dream.
That's what it's like, and I think that's where the real terror comes from, because it does feel like.
And when do you wake up from it? Like when the car is tumbling?
Yeah, I guess that's usually the end of it. I don't think it ever goes beyond that.
Hmm.
Yeah. And again, I just keep remembering, it's really coming back to me that it's often going to Costco and BJ's, and I don't understand why.
That is so specific and weird.
Yeah, and that's so interesting because...
Because I like BJ's.
It's not like you're going to work and you're like, oh shit, like...
I'm going
to
be late.
Yeah, it's like not the destination.
Yeah.
I enjoy that one. So
yeah, but that's just such an interesting recurring dream because I feel like mine is pretty common.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I feel like other people have... issues with going to the bathroom in their dreams, but I've never heard of anything like that.
No, I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought another one that recurs. It's all coming, it's all flowing in.
That's what happens.
We're having a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
No, some stuff always comes through because that's what happens. Like, you'll start a conversation and it'll remind you of a dream that you had or that you had in the past, and it's kind of like, do you want to tell it?
Pretty quick, and I've actually read this one up in other dream journals, not that one.
Okay.
But it's about my teeth coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
very
common.
That's
a common one.
Yeah, which is
weird.
I've had
that. Ingrid has that.
Yeah.
What did you read? Because I've read just stress-related.
Yeah, a lot of it I've read was stress.
Yeah.
Some of it is worried about your medical health. And for me, I think some of it actually just goes back to dental health.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about my teeth sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Definitely.
They're fine.
I have this recurring dream of something going on fire in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's just very, you know, literal. Like, I'm worried that our house is going to go on fire. But I remember looking it up one time, but I can't remember what exactly it said. But maybe it had something to do with passion, which would make sense for me. But
is it always different things that go on fire? Or is it the whole house that goes on fire?
No, it's usually just one specific thing in the house. Like, the blinds will go on fire. Or I'll notice that the couch is on fire. And it's just very contained fire.
Whoa.
But it scares me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is not okay, obviously, because something's on fire in my house. But it's not, like, engulfing the whole house.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just one specific thing. But, yeah, so I don't know what that means, but...
Well, do you want to hear about what this...
Is it fire?
No, well, the teeth. I had to...
Well, we did teeth.
Well, we didn't... I didn't read you what a reason
okay.
here. It's a little different. It's a little different than what...
He takes the show very seriously.
Isn't it stress-related? We looked it up for Ingrid.
No, it's not stress. It's nothing to do with stress. I don't know what that
is. Oh, no, is that the pregnancy?
Yeah,
that's
probably
the pregnancy.
So this and this one... teeth. A dream of losing teeth may represent a fear of losing our youth and vitality,
oh,
or by
right.
extension, our sexual powers.
Which mine are so mighty.
So there's that. So it's a little different than, you know, stress. It's not.
Right.
It might be underlying, but I never think about those sorts of things. Never.
Yeah,
well,
but this is your subconscious mind, right?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, come
you can't
on,
just
brain,
focus
get on the ball.
On the tip of the iceberg.
Well, I mean, I think, like, you know, it's on the back of our minds now that this, you know, we're mid to late 20s. And...
Oh, so you mean, like, when I'm in my 40s, I'm going to be dreaming about losing my teeth all the time? I might just yank them out at that point.
No, I think at that point you will have them, you will have already felt defeated.
You'll just have dreams about having no teeth already. Like, no, I guess that's life now.
Yeah, you'll be happy that you're not dealing with that anymore.
What a relief.
You're on the other side of it.
Yeah, what are you looking up?
I'm looking up fire stuff right now, but it's going to take me a second.
Okay.
There's a few spots. Okay.
So do you want to tell what you were going to tell before the two came in?
I'll start with the one that's less weird. And
okay.
I'm saying a lot. Still
I mean, dreams
weird.
Are all weird.
Yeah, but this one...
This one, like, I feel like I can figure out every part of where it came from without the journal, but I'm curious
we'll
about that, too.
See.
So in this one dream, I don't know where we were, but me and Veronica were together... And somebody was flirting with me in front of her, and I was getting overly sensitive about it. And
you felt weird? Like,
I was sensitive for Veronica. I was like, oh, I don't want her to be mad at me and think that I'm flirting with this person.
Yeah.
So I beat her to death with a Pokeball.
Seriously?
In front of Veronica, yeah.
Okay.
Just to show that he didn't return the same.
Yeah,
where
were
you?
I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Where
Would've
were you?
Fine.
That's I can't remember where. I think we were at a party or something, and I think I was just really trying to prove I'm the ultimate Pokemon
that's
master.
That's right.
In all honesty, though, that is around the time when Pokemon Go started.
Okay.
So, like, that's where the Pokemon
it's
part came from.
It's weird how those that is where you used, you know, your Pokemon love.
Well, luckily I didn't release the Pokemon to make it kill this girl.
Well, that's...
that might have been more tragic, I think.
That might have made more sense, though, just
okay,
taking
murder.
The raw Pokemon.
Did Veronica react, or...
I think she was, enjoyed it. Like, you know,
she approved?
Very that's the word, approving. Like,
that's great.
Looked on it with an approving. Yes.
That's good
job.
Yeah.
That's
really funny.
So it's like, that's pretty like obvious where that came from.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just an oversensitivity.
I think so.
But the Pokeball thing.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you handled that well.
Yeah.
Dream
Jeff.
Dream version Jeff.
Now that's how I'm expected to handle that situation in real life, too.
Yeah, so.
It's so funny. But bad. No, don't do that.
I always got a Pokeball on deck.
You want to tell yours, Veronica?
Yeah, so let me see if I can remember it. I remember being at some sort of big warehousey type store.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like a super Walmart or BJ's or something like that. And I remember looking high up on the shelf and there was just this like open vortexy type, like, I don't even know how you'd describe
portal?
It. Yes, portal.
Yeah.
Portal.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like amorphous, if that's a word, you know, like, is that a word?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm awful with words, so I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, everything's a word.
It's a
yeah, and so it looked really cool. And, oh, yeah, that's right. Jeff was there, and he, for some reason, we were climbing on these shelves, and he was standing in front of it. And so his silhouette looked so beautiful up against this weird vortex thing. And I had my camera with me, as I always do. And I was like, stay there. I have to take a picture of you. This just looks so amazing. So then something happened where someone was like, you guys can't be in here. And we're closing the vortex and blah, blah, blah. So I had given Jeff my camera because I was like, look, I'm going to climb up there with you to get this picture. But I don't want my camera to break in the process. So somehow I give him my camera. And as I'm climbing up there, they close it by putting a TV over it. So that was just like the door to the portal or whatever. But Jeff got locked in the vortex. And it wasn't even, like, my fear that he was locked inside this vortex. Like, oh, no, am I ever going to see him again? That wasn't a fear in my mind. It was the fact that he had my camera, and somehow I knew that this vortex was also a washing machine. And so he was trapped in this washing machine vortex with my camera, and once again, I was not worried about him. I was like, no, my camera's gonna be destroyed, blah, blah, blah. So somehow he gets out of the vortex okay, and then I think he gave my camera to me, and it was, like, sopping wet, and it was dripping, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's never gonna work again.
You told me it was broken.
It was broken.
That's what you told
me
about this.
Well, that might have been the way that it was broken. I don't know. But I just remember that I thought it was broken and I thought it was never going to work again. But then I think I tried taking a picture and then it was fine. So it was a happy
wow.
ending. But yeah, bizarre.
Because at first I'm like, okay, maybe you losing your camera is like a fear because you make your YouTube videos and
yeah.
you like capture everything.
Yeah.
But then not caring about Jeff. And I was like, no, I really just care about my camera.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
not
And then
likely.
The TV come down, I'm like, well, maybe that's, like, YouTube in a way. Like, capturing
yeah,
your world in this weird vortex. But the washing machine, I have no idea.
Yeah, that was just
or maybe
out
you just
of...
need good, clean fun. I don't know.
Maybe it's just I'm dirty and I need to be
That's right. That's right.
I think it was, like, partially the fear... I don't know, somehow it was really like the underlying fear that my camera was going to get wet.
Yeah.
And my camera's never gotten wet before, and that's not really like, I've dropped my camera, like one time when I was going to Jeff's house, I dropped my camera right outside his front door. And so I could see how my brain was kind of putting that together, like, okay,
yes.
Jeff is here, your camera might get broken, like it was putting those things together. But I don't know why the fear of it being wet was put in the form of a washing machine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Your brain, like,
strange.
Scrambled for an item and it chose washing machine. Let's put that in there.
I mean, washing machines kind of look like vortexes.
They could,
so,
yeah, when that door opens. If
yeah.
it's a, not a top loader, but
Front loader.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
You can just jump right in there. Or I guess the top loader could be too.
Yeah. I don't know. It was really weird. The whole, I don't know why we
Did
were.
Did you know that recently?
Yeah, very recently. Just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. You were
yeah.
at my house, I think.
So. Yeah, yeah. I think I woke up and told you that one, but.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, it was really strange. I mean, my dreams are normally like novels, and there's so many twists and turns. It's like, we never knew this was happening. Oh my God.
And it takes that long to explain them, too.
And sometimes I also have to say that my dreams are so in depth that I have like a full set of memories and a full past. Like, Dream Veronica is so complex that she can refer back to things that happened like years prior to whatever's happening.
You're an
now.
Old soul.
You think?
I do. You're definitely an old soul.
That is so cool.
Without a doubt.
Michelle's the foremost authority on souls.
I do. I think Anne is a pretty new soul.
I think I'm a new soul too.
Right? Yeah.
Me next.
I don't know about you, Jack.
I still.
A new soul?
Yeah, definitely.
I think actually, I
she
mean,
said I was an old soul. I'll have you know.
No, she said you were. She said you were moderate.
No, she said I was.
Who did?
She told me I was.
Missy.
Old. Oh,
that's
your
Missy, right? Our friend
you know,
does
once.
Readings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. yeah. She was.
So
like,
she said you're.
She told me I was an old soul. I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't.
See, I
sure
kind of think that all of her core brothers are new souls, fairly new, but not. It's weird, because sometimes I think
we
new
could
souls
be
can be
souls.
Middling souls?
Yeah, like middle-age souls.
That's what I think.
I feel
I
like
really
my soul's crotchety.
No.
He wants shit off his lawn.
No, I think there are times where you seem like an old soul, but then there are times when you seem like a newer soul. So
yeah.
I would say, like, middle ground.
No,
that's what
I
think.
I agree with that. Yeah, because Ant is too, I don't know, he's not quite new, but on the newer side, if that makes sense. Because he's, I don't know, your core is really good.
Yeah. And
it's,
well,
like, too good to be new.
I would say,
saying?
I know exactly what you mean. And I would say you're definitely an old soul, too.
Yes, I feel
obviously.
Soul.
And I feel like very old souls and, like, brand spanking new souls, they wouldn't really mesh well together.
No,
so, obviously, there needs to be some sort of
middle.
Yeah,
room.
That's why
yeah.
I don't feel you're new.
Yeah.
You're not, like, there's
yeah.
a couple of new souls. I won't name them.
On the air. We should talk about this afterwards.
But that's why I'm sure you know who I'm speaking about. If you think about it.
Is it me?
No. Oh my God. All right,
What
we'll
talk about
this
later.
We'll talk about soul.
There's
this
a
isn't
people.
A soul podcast. Right, it's
guys.
Dreams.
All right.
Yeah,
save the soul one for the next one.
Yeah.
So, camera. I mean, all this stuff is pretty simple. But at a time when too many things are happening too fast, the camera may give dreamers the possibility of reserving an important event in their lives. A dream of using the camera to take a portrait may indicate a need to hold onto a person who is threatening to depart.
Mm.
And then television.
Yeah.
Television's role in our dreams is very much that of its cliche as a window to the world. Dreamers imagining themselves on TV may seek to communicate emotions and ideas they feel unable to convey in waking life. The image may also arise from vanity or a craving for fame, or perhaps it's simply a desire for more attention from a loved one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, don't you think, that's why I thought maybe it could symbolize YouTube.
Yeah.
And the cameras.
Yeah.
How you present yourself. But is washing machine in there?
Actually, washing machine is in here, but it's not. I lost the page. Shoot.
I think you were spot on with the YouTube thing, though.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's like a
waking
thing.
I mean,
because
you're a YouTuber, so.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
yeah.
You want more followers, you want people
absolutely.
To see your video.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially after him reading that, I was like, that's exactly what it said.
Yeah,
all right,
so.
Here's a washing machine. I don't think this one has too much of a point in it, but it has maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Washing machine dreams frequently pitch us in the swirling water. As a womb symbol, the water may point to a deep-seated childhood issues that perhaps need to come out in the wash. If water is accepted as an image of the unconscious, the turbulence of the wash may suggest it is time to confront old issues that are upsetting our peace of mind.
Huh. So you threw Jeff in there.
I threw Jeff in there because
to wash away some shit.
This camera is just coming between us.
I mean, this wouldn't be
the camera.
Well, no, it wouldn't be, it would be deep-seated childhood issues that you have.
So, for me.
Yeah, it would have nothing to do with Jeff. Maybe just an image you have of Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
That's
issues.
Right.
Do you want to stuff me back into the womb? Is that it? Yeah. Secret wish of yours. Name
it. Maybe your childhood issue is like your like need for like things like camera.
Yeah.
Like you're like, my camera's more important than my Jeff's life.
He'll be fine. The camera, not so sure.
Jeff can get wet, but not the camera.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't so much that I didn't care about you. It was just that, like, I knew you were going to be okay. Like, Jeff can handle the washing machine.
The
okay,
washing
the
machine
camera cannot. It's not as personal. The camera cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I mean,
I think everyone's got childhood issues that, you know, come out in weird ways. But
maybe
who knows
it was
what this one was about.
It was probably just me being an attention-seeking whore.
Could be.
Well, I don't look at it like that. I just think it's the way you're making your YouTube videos.
Yeah.
So if you lose it, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
It's a passion, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So. All right, you have a weird dream.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
The best for last?
I guess so. Yeah, this one, good luck with that book.
we'll see.
It was a while back. I don't really remember it too well.
Is this the Sean T dream?
Yeah, this is the Sean T dream. So, the context, you know, it's all very blurry at this point, but basically it was like I was working out with Sean T in my room. You know, I watch a lot of Sean T videos.
I love Sean T.
Yeah, I love
Sean
T too. And that's why this dream is especially disturbing to me.
Okay.
So, we're working out in my bedroom, and he's judging me pretty harshly, but, you know, I expect that from him. That's what he does. But then... it gets to the point where we had to pull down our pants and pry open each other's butt cheeks and look inside.
And you told me that you guys were checking for something.
And part of me felt like he was taking advantage of me. And I guess I didn't.
Maybe that's how you feel after you work out with Sean T.
That he's taking advantage of me? I downloaded that stuff for free.
I know.
I took advantage of him.
He's yelling at you to work harder.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking in the butt cheeks. Do you find anything?
No, because like when I looked at his, I felt like I didn't know what I was looking for, and it was like an opportunity for him to look at mine.
Did he find anything?
No, not that I recall.
And then you woke up.
It might have spiraled out of control after that, but that's all I remember.
He's
really
trying to suppress that memory.
Yeah, it must be.
Wow.
Yeah, and it hasn't really affected my relationship with Sean T in the videos, but...
But I'm sure the day after, you were like...
Yeah.
Felt real weird.
I remember telling Veronica about it, and I felt, like, kind of a little disturbed about it. Not seriously, like...
Yeah, no. Absolutely.
I was like, I never think about him in a... Like, what is that way that I'm even...
In a sexual way?
Yeah, but it's like, is that exactly...
But it wasn't
sexual?
Even you partaking in a sexual act. I mean, I guess it is, but it's not like there was penetration or anything, or... You know, you're just looking.
Only eye stuff.
In
very deep, intimate gazing.
Yes.
Staring into the eye of my butthole. Making direct eye contact.
Wow. Was it visual? I mean...
You know, I didn't really get much from looking at him. It was more like... I don't know. I just felt...
It was just the idea of it.
Yeah, it was me being uncomfortable and feeling like I was actually sort of being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
For having him do that to me.
Yeah. Definitely.
And, you know, in real life, he's gay. And that's no problem. I want that to go on record. It's not a problem that Sean T is gay. But just keep your eyes off my butthole. That's all I'm saying.
Dream Sean T. Keep Dream Jeff. His butthole.
I know what you're trying to do, Sean T. Enough.
He's trying to get you to work harder. When did you have that dream?
That was not a full year ago, probably like the spring.
Wow. Yeah, because if you have a dream like that, you don't forget that.
Yeah, and I've been doing those videos for years, like straight.
And you never had a Sean T dream before?
No, I've had dreams before. Usually there's a positive note to them.
Oh, really? Like you've met him in your dreams before?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
your spirit animal.
That's racist. No, it's just like, you know, they're good dreams. I'm just exercising, but I'm actually in the room with him. That's usually what
like
the dream is.
Like you're taking one of his classes.
Yeah, but this dream wasn't like that. Like
it was a private session.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I've never had a personal trainer before.
Yeah.
All right, what's your book got?
Yeah, what'd you find?
Well, I went for domination because it seemed like you were being dominated a little bit there.
Okay.
So, the first part, I don't really, I'm thinking probably doesn't have anything to do with it. The second part might. Okay, so Domination. Dreams where one partner dominates the other may not overtly involve sex, but may nonetheless have sexual overtones. Casting ourselves as a dominator may mask our sexual insecurity and the submissive role we may feel an incestuous desire for a parent.
Second part.
Alternatively, such dreams may stem from a strong desire to gain the upper hand in a relationship, or resentment of what we feel to be a subordinate role.
I feel like that could be appropriate if me and him had a real relationship in real life. But.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's him. It could be Veronica.
Right.
You're my subordinate.
That's okay.
No, but you...
I mean, it could be, like, your struggle with finding a balance.
Yes,
that,
that's what I took from it.
You know, in a relationship that's real. Like, I mean, like, that's just... You saw Sean T, like Veronica was just coming out as Sean T.
Sometimes I think about him.
From now on, Sean T is Veronica.
Well,
if you see Sean T, you will picture Veronica.
like you said,
yeah.
You watch his videos all the time. You work a lot, and you see Veronica a lot.
Yeah,
sure you see Sean T a lot.
Yeah.
So Sean T just popped into your head.
Probably like a third of your relationship is Sean T.
But, I mean... If it's talking about resentment or trying to gain the upper hand, rather, like, you have told me how sometimes you get so angry while you're working out, and you're just like, enough! And he'll be, like, yelling about it.
Yeah,
and
well,
so
we always want to yell at Sean T, like, leave me alone. And
yeah,
he pushes you.
It's like, come on, man, stop. That's
you want to push around Sean T.
Yeah, and maybe because he is just in a video, and you can't actually get that feeling out, you know, maybe that's what it was stemming from.
I can see that, too.
I could see that, but just in the scope of this dream, there wasn't so much resentment as it was more like fear,
yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe you finally got the chance to take advantage of him, and you were like, oh, no, this is not what I want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I backpedaled immediately, and I just flashed my butthole.
Right. And, as always, Sean T wins.
Sean T's
in charge.
Back up!
This was your
it wasn't bent over, you were on your back?
No, it was bent over. It was absolutely bent over. Is there like a supine section?
Lovely imagery.
Yeah, imagine actually picturing it with your brain. Like, my brain did that on its own. It's like, you watch Sean T videos and shake up my head, put me to sleep, and this is what comes out.
I want to ask, while Ant looks that up, I want to ask you guys, do you ever notice if you eat or drink something before bed, if it affects your dreams, and do you ever have dreams where you can control them?
Would you like to answer this?
Yeah, spicy foods and apple juice.
I've heard apple juice.
Me too.
I just never have really experienced that because I usually don't need anything to affect my dreams.
Well, I tried it once because I read that once, and it does work. Or at least
wait. You had it separate. No, you had
not
you had, like,
together.
Spicy food.
Yeah,
and
like both
of
those
okay.
things will do that.
Yes.
Yeah, like spicy food will usually give my dreams like a negative connotation.
Yeah.
What does the apple juice do?
Apple juice is kind of just like you just really
remember.
Insane. Yeah, you remember it very. It's very vivid, like a lot of imagery.
Yeah.
Like various stuff.
It's apple season. We'll get some apple juice.
There you go.
We'll try it.
Experience.
Yeah. We'll try it.
I feel like my dreams are always like that.
Yeah.
So I don't really notice any differences depending on what I eat. I will say maybe if I have sugar right before bed, which happens a lot, I tend to get more bad dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I notice I get a lot of bad dreams when I'm hot while I'm sleeping.
Me too.
Yeah.
I definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't know that something that I eat really affects it. And what was the other thing that you asked?
If you can control your dreams. Lucid dreaming.
I can never control my dreams. Ever. I've tried.
Like, you're aware, you in your dream, you become, you're aware that you're dreaming, and then you can take control.
No, see, because... Well, this is funny. I remember being really young watching Blue's Clues, and they had one episode where the person was having a bad dream, and they were like, it's okay, you can control your dreams and make these scary trees turn into lollipops. And I was like, wow, sweet, I'm going to try this because I always have bad dreams. I've never been able to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like when I'm dreaming, I'm not aware that I'm dreaming. It's more of like I'm creating a story
mm-hmm.
in my mind, and I'm just... I'm just experiencing this story, and whatever it is the way that it is,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing that I can really do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I've had a few experiences with that. Like, there was this one time, I was flying, and that was before I realized it was a dream, and then I did realize it was a dream, and I couldn't fly at that point
yeah.
anymore, and I kept climbing up this fence to try to fly, and I just kept jumping off
Doesn't
of it, and it wasn't working anymore, and I was just like, this is really lame.
Yes.
Like,
no.
Real
finally one
yeah.
control to dream, to fly.
And
that
with
sucks.
Some bad dreams, like, I'll be having the bad dream, and then I realize it's a dream, and I open my eyes up really wide in the dream, and then I actually just wake up. So, sometimes you can get out of them.
I hate when you're having a bad dream and you know it's a bad dream, but you can't get out of it. Have you had that where you try to open your eyes and your eyes won't open?
I've never had that.
Yeah.
I have the dream of trying to run away and then my legs get super heavy.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. That's the worst.
I've had that.
Just being
yeah.
chased by, sometimes it's like a monster, sometimes it's by a person. You never really, it's always different.
Yeah.
You know the feeling you get when you're falling?
Yes.
I always have a very specific dream that creates that. And I'm riding a donkey on the side of a mountain. And the donkey slips and we begin to fall. And then I wake up feeling like I'm falling. It's always because that damn donkey.
Always a donkey.
Yeah. Always a donkey.
Stupid lame donkey.
Is it the same donkey or a different donkey?
That's not really so clear.
Oh,
it's just the fact. No, it's a donkey. Yeah, it's just the fact that I'm like scaling a canyon on the back of a donkey.
Wow.
And then the donkey loses its footing and it's downhill from there, literally.
Wow.
Your fear of donkeys is really shining through on this screen.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Aunt, did you have any dreams last night?
No.
Or this week?
No.
Nothing?
I might have. I don't remember.
I had a dream last night that I was pregnant and I was super sad about it and super depressed.
I know.
And it felt so real, and the people around me threw me a baby shower, and I hated it, and I wanted nothing to do with it. The weird thing was I couldn't actually, like, I didn't know what I looked like pregnant. There was no image of me. Like, I didn't see myself or my belly when I looked down.
Hmm.
Yeah, like, it's not like I went by a mirror and saw myself pregnant. I just knew I was pregnant, and I felt my life was over, and I was, like, extremely upset, and I was close to the point where I knew my water was gonna break, so I was gonna go into labor, and I was just pissed, and I was like, I should have gotten an abortion when I had the chance.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I realized, and that was a problem, is because I knew I would have gotten an abortion, but it was too late. I was past the point, and I was just so angry about that. When I woke up, I felt so happy. Not happy, I was happy that it was a dream, but then the whole day I was just like, this was weird.
Pregnancy
yeah.
is stress.
But every time I have a pregnancy dream, it's always negative.
It's when you're stressed.
It's when I'm stressed, yeah.
Mm.
Because I've been stressed with some jobs, and then I have these pregnancy
dreams.
But you
wish you aborted.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. That's so true. I've never had a positive pregnancy dream. They're always like, I don't want it. I'm sad that I had it. I've given it away. Yeah.
Wow.
So we know Michelle's not ready for children yet.
Yeah, seriously.
I every time I've ever had a pregnancy scare dream, it's the same thing. It's a negative dream. But if it's ever a dream where I already have a baby,
you've had
bad.
A dream you've had a baby?
Yeah, like it's just there. It's like already been born. It's like, yeah, you've had a baby for a while now. You don't
and
remember.
And it's your kid.
Yeah.
And do you have a partner? Or it's just...
Well, I've only ever had them recently, so I have Veronica.
Oh, really?
I remember telling you about this one. Like the only thing that happened in the dream was I walked out of my bedroom and into Anthony's bedroom, and my dad was looking into a crib, and there's a baby in it.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
Thanks.
But I don't want a baby anytime soon.
Yeah, me neither. I'm just saying.
Have you had any pregnancy dreams? I know you had one where you predicted pregnancy.
Yeah.
But have you personally been pregnant or...
Yes, and it was actually when I was dating someone else. And I believe I was really, really devastated about it because in the dream, I got pregnant and he left. And so I was the only, you know, I was the only one taking care of the baby. And it's interesting because I realized, like, I don't think there was anything, you know, dreamy about that. Like, it was trying to say something else. I think that was just a very realistic thing.
Yeah.
And it was me coming to terms with the fact, like, that this is not a good guy.
Right.
And if this were to happen, this is probably how it would be handled. And then, I kept having that dream. Mm-hmm. And then things, you know, we ended things, and then I just completely stopped getting it. So
that's good.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was like a helpful vision.
I think so.
Or,
yeah,
you know.
It was a message being sent
yeah.
to you.
I mean, I'm a big believer in that because I feel, so many messages through dreams.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, but yeah, now if I have pregnancy dreams, I can't remember specifically being pregnant, really. But I think I might have had some dreams where, you know, we had a baby or something and it wasn't upsetting. It was just kind of like, this is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was more exciting than anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, most of the time when I have a pregnancy dream, it's about someone else. And, you know, then they find out that they're pregnant.
It's about you. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
no, I haven't had one about you, but I will let you know.
Oh, my gosh, please do.
Yeah.
You've had dreams where I was pregnant, right?
Yeah. And I knew you were upset, but I wasn't as upset. You know, it's not my responsibility. I mean, eventually it is.
Yeah.
Take care of it, but, like, she's pregnant someday.
I've washed my hands of this one.
I've done my job. It's your turn now.
The old hump and dump.
We should just end it on that. Unless you have any last words. I like going out on hump and dump.
No, I don't have any more words.
Even if you guys had last words, my last words would be hump and dump.
Okay.